Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on building an Amen style percussion layer with modern punch and vintage soul. This is not about dropping in an Amen break and calling it a day. In modern drum and bass, especially around 174 BPM, the drums have to do a lot more than quote jungle history. They need to hit hard, leave space for the bass, move the arrangement forward, and still feel human, dusty, and alive. So in this lesson, we're going to treat the Amen like a conversation partner. Not a loop. We'll slice it, reshape it, layer it, automate it, and turn it into a flexible percussion system you can use in intros, drops, switch-ups, and breakdowns. Let's get into it. First, start with one Amen source. Just one. That's important. A lot of producers make the mistake of stacking too many breaks and thinking more material means more energy. Usually it just makes the groove blurry. Drag an Amen recording or jungle break into an audio track. Then right-click and slice it to a new MIDI track. In Live 12, use a slicing preset based on transient so you get separate pads for the kick, snare, ghost notes, and hat fragments. Now set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 176 BPM. If you want a roller's feel, lean lower. If you want more pressure and urgency, go a little faster. That range is where Amen phrasing really starts to feel natural in modern DNB. Once the break is sliced, build a drum rack around it. Then add a few supporting one-shots. You want a tight modern kick with a short tail, a crisp snare or clap layer for snap, and maybe a closed hat or ride tick to add high-end motion. The idea here is simple. Let the Amen carry the soul, but let the supporting hits carry some of the weight. A classic break on its own can sound too loose or too thin once a big bass line enters. Layering gives you control over punch, body, and top-end motion without losing the human feel. Next, program the rhythm in MIDI instead of just looping the break. This is where the lesson gets more musical. Open the MIDI clip and actively compose the pattern. Don't just let the slices play back in the exact same order forever. Use the Amen as a 2-bar or 4-bar phrase, and vary it slightly from bar to bar. A strong starting point is to keep the main snare anchors around beats 2 and 4, then place ghost notes around the offbeats and before the backbeat hits. Add hat chatter on the offbeats, but leave a few intentional gaps so the groove can breathe. Here's the key. Use velocity to make the break feel played, not pasted. Keep the main snare hit strong, maybe in that 110 to 127 range. Pull ghost notes way down, maybe between 25 and 70. Let the hats live somewhere in the middle, depending on how much movement you want. And don't forget the tiny variations. In bar 2, maybe move one ghost snare a 16th earlier. Maybe drop one hat slice to create a breath. Maybe repeat a snare tail or a kick fragment for tension. Small edits like that are what stop the Amen from sounding like a stock loop. Now let's talk groove. Ableton's groove pool can help here, but you want to use it carefully. In DNB, especially when the bass is precise and sub-heavy, too much swing can make everything feel soft or unstable. A good approach is to apply groove lightly to the ghost notes and hats, while keeping the main snare anchors mostly straight. Then manually nudge a few slices. Push one hat slightly early. Pull one ghost hit a tiny bit late. That push-pull is a huge part of what makes Amen phrasing feel expensive and alive. For a more advanced workflow, consolidate your best 2-bar phrase, duplicate it across 8 bars, and then change one or two notes per bar. That keeps the pattern recognizable while preventing obvious repetition. Now we shape the punch. Put drum bus on the Amen layer group, not just on one slice or one layer. That helps glue the whole thing together. Start conservatively. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Keep crunch subtle unless you want extra grit. Add a little transients, maybe plus 5 to plus 20, to help the snare poke through. Usually leave boom off unless you have a very specific reason to use it. After drum bus, add saturator. Keep it restrained. A drive of around 1 to 4 dB is often enough. If the break starts getting too wild, turn on soft clips so it stays controlled. If you need more brightness, use the color section carefully. If the snare starts losing body, don't just keep pushing distortion. Fix it with EQ. High pass the break layer around 120 to 180 Hz to keep the sub lane clean. Cut a little around 300 to 500 Hz if it gets boxy. Add a gentle presence lift around 5 to 8 kHz if you want more snap. That's the modern punch part. Now let's bring in the vintage soul. The goal is not to make everything sound destroyed. It's selective wear. Think old record texture, not broken speaker. Add an auto filter after your tone shaping. Use a low pass or band pass setting for intros and breakdowns. Keep the resonance modest, maybe around 0.20 to 0.45, then automate the cutoff so it can move between roughly 250 HC and 10 KHC depending on the section. If you want a little grime, try Redux very lightly. Don't overdo it. A tiny amount of downsampling and a very low mix can add a nice worn edge. You can also put that kind of texture on a parallel return instead of the main drum bus, so the core punch stays intact. Another great move is to use short filter delay or echo on selected ghost hits instead of the whole drum group. That gives you movement and smear without washing out the groove. An advanced trick here is to duplicate the amen group and turn the copy into a texture return. High pass it aggressively, add a filter, maybe a touch of saturator or redux, and send only specific ghosts or fills into it. That gives you atmosphere and age, while the main layer stays clean and powerful. Now let's make the arrangement breathe. This is where automation really matters. If the amen sounds great for 8 bars but doesn't evolve, it's not finished. In DNB, drums and bass are always interacting, so the percussion has to change with the track. Automate the auto filter cutoff across sections. Automate reverb send on selected ghost notes or fill hits. Automate delay send on the last hit before drop or switch up. Automate drum bus drive during breakdowns if you want the layer to feel like it's being pulled apart or pushed back together. And automate utility gain for pre-drop pullback or drop reveal. Here is a practical arrangement idea. In the intro, keep the amen low passed and sparse. Let it hint at the groove, not fully expose it. Then slowly open the filter over the next few bars as more hat detail comes in. When the drop lands, bring the full frequency break back in, but don't leave it static. Add tiny changes every 4 bars. Maybe raise ghost note velocity a little. Maybe increase room send on the snare ghosts. Maybe mute one hit for a switch up. Little things like that keep the energy moving. Use clip envelopes for detailed per clip movement, and track automation for bigger arrangement sweeps. Both matter. Clip level automation gives you groove detail. Arrangement automation gives you story. Now let's tighten the whole drum bus. Group the amen layer, the supporting one-shots, and any texture returns into a drum group. On that group, use glue compressor lightly if needed. A 2:1 or 4:1 ratio is usually enough. Set attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds so you keep punch. Release can stay on auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Aim for only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Then check the drums in mono with utility. This is a big one. When you're using stereo texture, delay returns, or widened ambience, it's easy for the center to get weak. In dark DNB, the bass usually owns the center, so your percussion needs to stay stable. If the break feels too wide or facey, narrow the group a bit. High pass the stereo texture returns. Keep the main snare and kick focused and central. The texture can be wide, but the impact should feel locked in the middle. At this point, the groove should already feel strong, but the real power move is resampling. Resample the best 4 or 8 bars of the drum performance onto a new audio track. This freezes the groove you designed and gives you something you can manipulate more creatively. Once it's resampled, warp it tightly if needed. Slice it to a new drum rack for alternate fills and make versions for different sections. You can create a drop version with more punch and a breakdown version with more texture. That's incredibly useful in modern DNB, because it lets you treat the drums like a performance element instead of a static loop. Here's the bigger picture. The amen layer should respond to the bass line. If the bass is busy, simplify the break for a beat or two so the groove can breathe. If the bass leaves space, let the percussion answer. That call and response is a huge part of why DNB feels so alive. Also, don't automate everything at once. Pick one main move per section. Maybe the intro is mostly filter shape, the build is send level, the drop is transient or density, the switch up is mute and reveal. If every parameter is moving constantly, the listener stops feeling the drama. And if the break starts sounding too polished, the fix is often less processing, not more. Less quantize, less compression, less stereo width. A lot of the time, the magic is in leaving a little imperfection in place. A few extra pro moves before we wrap up. If you want a darker, heavier feel, use subtle filter automation so the amen feels like it's breathing under the bass line. A slow cutoff rise into the drop can create tension without relying on a cliche riser. For a grimy jungle character, resample the break through a tiny bit of redux or saturator and blend that version quietly under the clean one. Think aged shadow, not destroy drum. If you're aiming for a roller's vibe, Keep the ghost note subtle but persistent. The groove should feel like it's always rolling forward, even when nothing dramatic is happening. And if you want more contrast, save a highly processed version for the breakdown, then cut to the cleanest, punchiest version possible for the drop. That return hits way harder than just repeating the same loop louder. So here is the core takeaway. Build around one amen source. Use MIDI, velocity, and groove to compose it, not just replay it. Shape the punch with drum bus, saturator, eck, and good gain staging. Automate filter, sends, and bus intensity, so the drums evolve with the arrangement. Keep the center strong, the texture expressive, and the bass lane clean. Then resample the best version, so you can turn it into a flexible DNB tool. If you want a quick practice challenge, try this. Make a 174 BPM set, slice one amen break, build a two bar phrase, add drum bus and saturator, automate a filter opening over 8 bars, duplicate the clip into a stronger drop version, resample both, and compare them with a sub and respace. Finish by mono checking the drums and saving the rack as a reusable template. That's how you take an amen break from nostalgic reference to modern drum and bass weapon.